One Summer by Karen Robards. Read by Kate Fleming.
This book is dedicated to my sister Lee, who once again inspired me. And as always, it is also dedicated with much love to the men in my life. My husband Doug and my sons Peter and Chris. Chapter 1. Ever since that nightmarish dawn, Rachel Grant had not been able to abide the scent of Summersweet. It was ironic that at this, of all possible moments, the smell seemed to be practically smothering her. She stood on the sweltering asphalt in front of the Greyhound bus station, waiting to welcome Johnny Harris home. Johnny Harris, the bad boy to whom she had tried to teach high school English all those years ago. Johnny Harris, the swaggering son of the local no-good, whom the whole town had expected to turn out just like his dad, but who had in fact turned out to be far worse. Johnny Harris, convicted of murdering and accused of raping a 17-year-old high school cheerleader 11 years before. Today, with her help, Johnny Harris was coming home. The sound of the bus engine reached her before the vehicle itself came into view. Rachel tensed, glancing nervously around to see who might be watching. Bob Gibson, the ticket agent, was nothing more than a blur behind the plate glass window that fronted the converted gas station that served Tylerville as a bus depot. Jeff Skaggs, who'd graduated from high school this past May and now worked at the 7-Eleven, was dropping coins into the Coke machine at the side of the building. Just beyond his parked pickup truck, she discovered the Summersweet bush with its shiny, bright green leaves and spikes of white flowers. Identifying a very real source for the